Hello, hello, and welcome back to Boiling Point Faith and Fire, where we talk about what's actually happening in the world, not the sanitized version that the networks have handed to you. Manipulated and sanitized version that the networks have handed to you. We look at politics, culture, and spiritual warfare through a biblical lens because God doesn't ask us to be blind. He's asking us to be sober and to be vigilant. And if that makes you uncomfortable, good, because comfort doesn't save you. Everything discussed in the show is opinion, commentary, protected speech. We are not offering legal advice, medical advice, or telling you how to vote, protest, or spend your money. We are just checking out current events, historical patterns, spiritual reality. Make your decisions and take massive responsibility for them because that is how free people behave. With me today is the fabulous Rory, my co-conspirator in calling things what they are. He's got a great perspective. He's definitely a lot smarter than me about a lot of these things. So I'm glad he could keep me grounded and right in this. And he sees the political chessboard the way probably most people view a checkerboard. So we're going to dig into the stuff everyone pretends not to notice. Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you this morning?
I am good.
Good. That's good. I was a little worried about you. You and I were going back and forth yesterday, and there's
Yeah.
so much going on. I'm like, man, where are we going to go with this? Because I know you got a lot you want to cover. So, I mean, anywhere you want to start, just fire off, and I will do my absolute best to keep up.
It's the fun thing about like my brain is super neurospicy. So there gets to be a point where there's just so much that I freeze and I don't like, I just am frozen. I'm frozen because there is so much, you guys. But yeah, I guess I know last week I was going to fill you guys in a little on what happened with the Devil's Playground with Davos because they said a lot of quiet parts out loud, you know, global elites are kind of freaking out because their little world order is glitching and supply chains are collapsing, currencies are shaky, and we the peasants have majority of us have stopped believing their propaganda. So they're not hiding the plan anymore. You know, the climate as a pretext, we know, please. If you're where we are, you where is the global warming? Because we've been snowed in for I feel like it's been 2 weeks. I don't know how long it's been. It's gorgeous. I'm saying this is the Michigan that I used to dream of. Like it is so beautiful, so peaceful. I love it. But yeah, global warming. Their AI is control, surveillance is safety, digital currency is a leash. It's you can smell the panic. They know their time is short and people have woken up, and it's incredible to me because just a few years ago, like when I really got onto who they were just so smug. It was like about inevitable futures, and so now they're running war rooms, you know, because they realize like the majority of people, in spite of what you might read on social media, believe in borders and nations and God, and that's a threat to them because you can't rule free people who know who they actually belong to. And God embarrasses Pharaoh eventually, you know. So watching Davos scramble this year was kind of that confirmation of like, I think that evil overplays their hand right before they lose, you know. And Trump, I mean, good for him because he pulled off a lot of stuff there. You know, Denmark still has a $600 million a year bill for Greenland, and we walked away, I believe, with the ability, like we can put military bases wherever we want out there. It's like a new geopolitical battleground that everyone fought for, and we have dibs on minerals and energy. And Russia and China, oops, bye. Like they're out completely. And we're not paying a dime. You guys, we're not paying a dime. I don't know any president who has ever gotten such an incredible deal and not paid a dime. That is leverage, and that has made so many people upset. I love it because, yeah, like I said, they're freaking out. And Canada,
Well, he rewrote like The Art of the Deal, Book Two at Davos. This is what he did. You know, he went out there and he went in offering $7 billion for Greenland and a gift of $100,000 to every legal age resident in Greenland. So if I'm a Greenlander right now, I am pissed off because I have a country in charge of my country that does nothing for me, that doesn't give me anything, and yet still imposes their rules and regs and their really sad political alliances. And I had a country that would have given me so much more and wanted to hand me 100,000 American US dollars simply because I'm alive in order to say, hey, this is to make you feel good about being an American now. And the European Union, not even Denmark, Denmark just sort of like sat in a corner, like, you know, the little kid, eating his pudding. And the EU came in and said, hey, you guys just sit there, we'll take care of you, and made all the decisions for him. And they said, well, you're not going to do that. We can't allow that. Otherwise, you know, we're going to have to stand up against you. And Trump said, well, that's fine. If you're going to do that, then we're just going to leave NATO. And they said, well, we can't have you leave NATO and take all your money. So we need you to stay in NATO. So I'll tell you what, if you stay in NATO and you keep paying all your money, then you can't have Greenland, but you can just have unfettered access for free. And Trump kind of went, okay.
Cheers.
Keeps his 7 billion and his 100,000 times however many millions of people, and goes, great, I got everything I wanted, and it didn't cost me anything. You know, and you can't write this stuff.
No. Well, I think they do, but I think that one was not scripted. I think that was just like
Yeah.
he made the move, and I don't see anybody talking about it because everyone's just panicking, but I'm like, nobody sees the cool things that are happening.
Yeah. Well, that's why nobody's talking about it, because the leaders of the EU are looking around kind of blinking like, wait, what just happened? Hold
Yeah. I just love
on.
for all their arrogance, for all their arrogance, you know, they're panicking. The narrative
Yeah.
slipped. Peasants, we the peasants are paying attention. And I really feel like the church isn't as soft as they really hoped, you know? It's their Tower of Babel project is failing. Control the world, erase identity, dethrone God. We know how that ends. We know how that ends. So
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that part of this, you know, and everything that's going on in the EU right now. And, you know, these folks in the EU are still, even to this day, being overrun by radical Islam and are still not doing anything about it. They're not going to be at the EU very soon. There's going to be Muslim leadership of all these countries at the EU, and they're going to be shutting stuff down. You know, I don't understand any of that that's going on over there. But it's like you said, a lot of people said the quiet part out loud, like, you know, well, we know the old world order is gone, but hey, maybe we can do something new. And Trump's like, nah, no, you try and do anything to us, we're leaving, taking all our money and going home. Goodbye. And they're all like, wait, 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 hold on. So I don't know.
I mean, we're messing with, you know, old money. We're messing with old, evil, demon obsessed people who have just had lockjaw on everything that's good for us. So I mean, I'm excited about that. It gives you a little hope to think that maybe the tides are turning. I did see when I'm looking through headlines today, not the ones mainstream media is putting out, but I guess our friend Cash, who is a huge disappointment, he did publicly say that there is an open investigation for the, let me think of it, their chats, Signal. I think it's Signal chats. So I guess that's cool. They're
I just, Brandon, I'm telling you, if I have to hear, not from you, of course, but if I have to hear open investigation or about to look into or strongly worded letter like one more time, I'm gonna throw something out a window. We're doing nothing. We do absolutely nothing. They break the law straight up in our face and we do nothing. And now, like, we have all these independent journalists finding all this proof, and there's all this proof out there now. And you give the proof to the FBI, and they go, well, we'll start looking into it. And then Congress goes, we're going to form a committee. And as soon as I hear form a committee, I'm like, so you're going to do nothing. You're going to grandstand and talk really mean and try to get some votes. No one's doing anything. Nothing. This is not what I voted for. I voted for action. So at some point, they better step up.
I mean, it's crazy to me, and I look at all the stuff that's happened because I mean, we haven't talked about the shooting that just happened. I don't, because that just happened, didn't it? Is it not?
Yeah, the nurse guy.
Yeah. Well, he actually was an ex-nurse, you guys. Okay. His
Right.
parents put out a statement about him, that he quit his job. He joined some kind of cult.
Yeah, right. They got into his phone like yesterday.
Sure.
Yeah. This is so.
Yeah. Anyway, all the stuff that's happening, to be honest, I'm at the point where, like, if n nobody cares, you know, these people, let them have whatever they want to have. Let them have their criminals. Keep our guys out of it. Like, just pull ICE out of it. Like, just come home. Let Minneapolis implode on itself because they're going to be crying for help eventually, you know? But for now, and it sucks because I have friends from Minneapolis that are not like this. And one of them, even I just shared her post the other day. She's talking about a different side of the state that people don't see and you're not going to hear about now. But I just think, you know, obviously you get caught with a lot of fraud. It's going to benefit them to start all the chaos. I don't, ICE is everywhere right now. They're not
Right.
just in Minneapolis. I want to make that very clear for you guys listening in case you don't understand. They're all over the United States, in a lot of other states, and you do not hear about this. So absolutely, this is organized crime. This is people getting paid. This is people getting intel about where ICE is going to be so we can protest hotels and like Rico, you got it. Rico.
Rico. Racketeering influence corruption. It's like, give me a break. That's why they created the law. Now we have like proof that one of the people leading the whole Signal thing, that is organizing this movement against ICE is in the governor's office. Are we supposed to believe that this woman's just sitting there all on her own, on her phone, on her lunch break, organizing this, and that the governor isn't doing it with her? This is so ridiculous. Arrest her, bring her in, and say, give everyone else up, and you can go free. Watch what happens. And nobody will touch it. You know, the fact that we're not touching anybody really makes me wonder if both sides of the aisle aren't getting handouts from all this fraud. Because nobody will do anything. Because if you're sitting there and you're a conservative Republican and you've just watched what happened in the last election and you're voting, you know, on Trump's side and you're America First and you see all of this happen in Minneapolis, there is not one rational thought in your head that says, let it go. Don't do anything about it. Let the fraud happen. Let this violence happen. Let these protests happen. There isn't one rational thought going on that goes there. The only way you let this stuff go is if you're implicated in it somehow. And there isn't a single Republican up there that I can find that's willing to go out and start pushing to arrest these people. They just want to have a talk. How many more times do we have to bring in the governor, Waltz, to sit there and lie? I mean, give me a break. You have the proof. Take them down.
Watching their press conference the other night, because we don't, that stuff is never on the TV. And I walked in the room the other night and Benjamin had it on, and I'm just looking at him and like he starts laughing. Like we almost have tears in our eyes because number one, the person doing like the sign language, all of them, Walt's face. I'm like, did he practice that in the mirror? This is the fakest, most disingenuous chat I've ever seen. It's so crazy to me. It's crazy to me. But yeah, I mean, listen, no matter what, politicians are politicians, Congress, all of these people will protect themselves and protect each other from everything. And that's going to be protecting their money. And I do think that they're all getting paid under the
Gotta
table
be.
one way or another. They all are. There, I don't think that there's a clean soul there. I try to believe it, and every time I really look for it, I see the truth in who people are. Politics is the devil's playground.
Yeah.
It really is. But to be so, like, they just have been, they're mocking us at this point. Really coordinating all of this, and the people that buy it, I don't know what's worse. I don't know if it's them, the people that are, we've got political insiders tracking federal agents and saying where people are, like cover of protest. The fact that they're doing that, or the people that actually believe that this is all organic and that, these people really have a heart and a passion for what they believe in. Like, it's so confusing to me.
Well,
And
we
I think,
arrested a TikToker for that.
right.
But someone who holds a position in the governor's office who's doing the exact same thing doesn't even get hauled in. I mean, they arrested that TikTok lady, pulled her out of her car on the street because she was giving away ICE locations, because it's against the law to target law enforcement. That's what she was doing. This other lady is doing the exact same thing. Sitting in the governor's office, and no one's touching her. I'm sorry, but you're done. Go haul her out of her office, okay, by her hair, and throw her in the cop car. She's done. No, nobody will do it. I don't get that. I really don't.
I'm hanging on to that. You've said it a few times, like just hanging on to that belief that maybe they are just using it for a political advantage. And before, voting comes, like maybe they'll come in and do an aggressive sweep. But I mean, that's not fair to put us all through this frustration of watching so much lawlessness, intentionally. I intentionally follow the law. I pay for my groceries before I leave the store. I intentionally make sure I'm driving the speed limit. I intentionally make sure I have headlights and whatever else it takes. Like, it's not that hard. And then you've got
Yeah.
people out here that it's literally, it's not even left versus right. It's the United States versus the United States. It's collapse by design. And I feel like we have to stop pretending it's neutral. So many people are just still like, it's neutral. It's no.
No. No.
Looked up. Okay, so I sent a video to Rory this morning. I only watched it through once yesterday, and I mean, it blew my mind. I couldn't even try to pretend to paraphrase everything that she was saying.
That was fascinating.
Yeah, I found out, because this is new to me. You guys, politics is new to me. Okay, like all this stuff I've never been interested. It's just new. But I read about color revolution, and I was like, what the heck is that? I'm thinking like black versus right, right? Black versus white. I'm like, it's what is this? But I look at it, this is actually a geopolitical playbook. And when I read into that last night, this morning a little bit, it makes Minneapolis, I mean, it makes a lot of sense that that's what this is. So it's basically, how can I explain it? It's basically the modern way to topple a government without weapons, like no
Right.
missiles, right? And instead of armies, they've used the protests, they use the media, they use the outrage and just psychological pressure to make the country turn on itself until people demand a new leader. Like, it's destabilization warfare. Make everything look chaotic, make the government look illegitimate, it's lawless, like it all makes sense, and make the public think that rebellion is grassroots and it's noble, even when it's obviously being organized and funded. And when the truth comes out, we're all going to be like, we knew it. It's not even going to be shocking. And it's just, but yeah, they're trying to overthrow a nation, and they've used this. They used it. Ukraine was an orange revolution, Georgia, Rose Revolution. I don't even know all the other places, but I mean, they've openly funded and trained these in other countries through stuff like the USAID and CIA cutouts, NGA little container ecosystems, you know. And it's so predictable. And everyone's falling into it. It's created the outrage, mobilized the civilian protests, destabilized core institutions, provoke government force, and make sure the media is framing all of this as tyranny and demand regime change or policy change.
You know,
Crazy.
the only thing we have going for us right now is the thing that is going against us right now. And I think that's social media, believe it or not, because there's social media is still very, very left leaning, you know, and they're still covering up a lot of stuff. But back when all of these ideas were hatched, all you had was like a newspaper, you know, and you could kind of control that. Or, you know, then you had maybe radio. And then even in the real early days of TV, you had like one news channel. It was like Walter Cronkite, and that was it. You know, type of thing. Now with 24-hour news on 17 channels and, you know, nonstop, and every time you turn around, it's all over your phone on 50 different, you know, places and apps. Social media is the way to get the message out. And so you have, you know, very big movements like the Port Townsend one that I've shared with you. The Chicago Flips Red is another one that is just gaining like by tens of thousands of followers and is basically trying to point out all this stuff to, you know, the minority community in Chicago, like, hey, what are we doing here? Those movements are huge. And then things like this Black Panther movement that just came out are gigantic because if you have to break this down from the people level, the people have to not be fooled somehow. And so when you have enough influencers and enough people in some kind of power to eat away at the overall media nonsense, that's like your only hope in this whole messaging fiasco. You know, the Black Panthers came out and said, listen, we are being pushed out of our communities by illegal aliens. They're taking all of the benefits, they're taking all of the assistance, all the housing, all the work stuff, you name it, all the healthcare. We're getting nothing now while we're trying to, like, you know, grow and rebuild and do our stuff. We've lost it all to them. Why are you voting for the people who are taking everything that, you know, was supposed to be for you and give it to them? And they're finally waking up a little bit. You know, you had way too many African American moms who, you know, needed the help and were counting on the help and went to buy groceries and got, you know, sorry, card declined while the illegal alien is living down the street in a hotel paid for, getting room service and eating DoorDash. And they're finally seeing it and waking up to it. And they're realizing, you know, we're the useful idiots right now.
Yes.
Because the Democrats know we're just going to vote for them. So they're ignoring us and taking away from us now. And you even have the Black Panthers, a paramilitary organization, who are going, no, this is not our fight. We are not here to fight ICE. We are not here to take on this and that. So that's really the only hope we have against this narrative that you are talking about, because it is a very, very well-planned scheme and historically has worked every time. Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be tough to bust, but it's fascinating when you do the deep dive that you were talking about and you look at it all, because the game plan's right there, and they're literally following the playbook.
So you guys, it's really not about Minneapolis versus Trump or left versus right. Like that's you thinking super small. It's populism versus global managerial class, you know? And that's Americans are being used. You're just a chess piece. And they don't care about you, obviously. I mean, they're getting people killed. That's all there is to it. Like they are literally getting people killed, and that's a terrifying thing. And the fact that you can't, it's so obvious for us, and they just still don't care, you know. But what is the truth, you guys? You know, you can't run a color revolution without conflict and deception and confusion and resentment and pride. And those are literally the spiritual weapons of division. Satan doesn't need nukes when he has a narrative. So Christians can't keep acting like we're just in a polite little debate club while the world is like running active insurgency tactics. Minneapolis isn't random. It's a node in a huge operation designed to fracture the United States so that the people are begging for a stabilizer. And once you beg for that, you guys just give up. Like you surrender your freedoms. You surrender your freedoms, you know? And the minute when you really do see how these systems work, the manipulation, the deception, the intentional division, the spiritual blindness, you don't walk away thinking like humans are basically good. Because that is so far from the truth. Humans are not basically good. You know, you walk away thinking like, oh, scripture is not exaggerating. The battle is real, and you guys, the devil doesn't take a day off. The upside down is real. Good becomes evil, evil becomes good, bitter becomes sweet, sweet becomes bitter. Spiritual warfare. And we're seeing that through policy and activism, you know. And I've said it before, the devil doesn't show up in red horns as a big scary monster. He's in the movements that are claiming compassion, and they're totally pushing violence. And they're pushing chaos and sexual confusion and division. That is how you get a society where burning your own city is called justice and praying in public is called hate. Clown world. And clown worlds do not appear out of nowhere. This is strategically engineered. You got to get right with God, you guys, because you don't get to stop evil with just vibes and self-care, right? Like it's. You stop it with discernment and courage and obedience. And the world doesn't need more influencers or activists or awareness campaigns. It needs more people who know Jesus and are willing to speak up, who aren't ashamed to say his name in a room full of cowards. And if there was ever a time to choose sides, I'm saying it's now. Being neutral is just a quiet agreement with whatever wins, and they've shown us that's going to be evil. The world needs Jesus, really, you know, and pretending this is politics is probably the most naive thought you could probably ever have. Because when you've got people like they're openly threatening medical harm. That's
Right.
insane to me. If a MAGA comes in here, they're not getting anesthesia from me, you know, even a baby nurse. Talking about, you know, I just am, it's, they're celebrating violence. They're fantasizing about stomping people's families into curbs. I read that word for word. A guy put up a post and said, I just want to take the MAGA families, the parents and the kids, and stomp their face into curbs. They are dehumanizing anybody who disagrees with them. And that's not a civic disagreement. That is, they're possessed by the devil. He can animate people with this ideology, with the rage and the moral self-righteousness. So stop being afraid to bring God into these conversations. You have to stop being afraid of that because our job, I mean, our job is very clear. Okay. They want to wreck our nervous system. So there's a constant drip of outrage because they want to keep you afraid. They want to keep you angry. They want to keep you triggered. They want to keep you scrolling. They want to keep you reactive. They want to keep you hopeless. If your spirit is hijacked, your obedience follows. And that's a great plan, right? Like the devil doesn't have to defeat you. He just wants to destabilize you. And what does the Bible say the most? Fear not, do not be afraid. Fear not, do not be afraid. That doesn't mean like pretend everything is fine. It means don't let evil train your nervous system to freak out, you know? Fear is submission, and that's how tyrants govern and how demons recruit. God said, don't be afraid because fear is what shrinks the nations. That's what silences the truth, makes people beg for saviors who aren't God. That's exactly what this plan is about. And Jesus never promised safety, right? He just promised victory, and that requires peace in the storm, not panicking in the boat, you guys. And the devil is loud because he knows that fear works on the faithless. But real faith will break his spell every single time. And like, we're being farmed for this. And stop being a useful idiot. Media, politics, algorithms, they're hijacking your nervous system. It's not informing you. Every breaking story is designed to keep you pissed off, to keep you afraid, to keep you overstimulated, to keep you distracted while nothing in your life gets better. They want you glued to the circus, arguing over red versus blue, while your health, your finances, your purpose, your marriage, and your faith stall out. Outrage is just cheap ass dopamine. And if you're always reading and scrolling and seeing the headlines, you are not building anything. Most people can argue every political topic of the week, but can't remember the last time they read a book. When's the last time you prayed with your kids? You know, I spent the week coloring with mine. I'm happy to get online and post my piece, and I don't stay there. You get to
Yeah.
get pissed off. You get to call out the evil, but you don't stay there. I'm not raising a bunch of political activists. Life doesn't change because a headline told you to feel something. It changes when you take responsibility for your mind, your body, your skills, and your home. I mean, when is the last time these protesters were like happy, you know, just like happy with themselves? Like they look in the mirror and they feel good. Those are very unhappy people. And they're screaming for attention. So I'm here for the real rebellion, the one where we raise kids with intention, where we get strong, where we learn how money works, where we, you know, clean up our diet, start working out, stabilize your emotions. Spend time reading the Bible. Choose real life over all the bullshit. The loudest voices in the world are always going to make money off of you staying stuck. So I feel like, you know, if there was ever proof that God exists, it's all of the evil right now is that proof. That's all of the proof you need. But you have to start winning where it matters. You know, my kids aren't pawns. I'm not raising parrots for political movement. Let's focus on raising humans who can think and discern and regulate and take responsibility for their lives. If it doesn't move the needle in our actual reality, health, calling, it doesn't get access here in our home. And you guys, listen, we weren't called. The Bible isn't like, hey, fight the devil, fight the devil, fight the devil. We're not called to fight the devil. We're here to be the light and share the light, and you tell the devil to get out of your way because that's God's fight. And you already won. But here we are trying to fight the devil. I want that rebellion to be you guys getting your house in order. And I just went on a really long rant. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but it's there. It's out.
I loved it. I wasn't getting in the way of that. I was just sitting back going, yep. You're not wrong. You're not wrong about any of it. One of the biggest things that you said was it's time to choose sides. And it's not red or blue side. It's you know, good or evil side. And that's just that. You know, and that does break down to, you know, equate to, you know, a couple of other sides and how it all works. One side is making this all happen. And the other side is trying to stop it. That's the bottom line. That's what you got to do. And we talk all the time about, you know, one side wants to kill babies and one side wants to have, you know, men and women sports. We talk about this all the time. But I mean, one side is going out there and trying to get people killed. And the other side is not. And that's just the bottom line. So, I mean, what are you really, you know, trying to promote? You know, in your own life with what with a post you forward, you know, and everything else. I really wish that people would take some of your advice that you give them on Facebook, and that is read something before you forward something. You know, if it's not just a news story is not a meme. Okay. You know, it's not a what is it called? GIF or a GIF. I don't know, one of those, right? It's not one of those. So when you see something cool, you know, like some Viking guy who's like, you know, you gotta stand up for it. Okay, that's great. Forward that if it makes you feel good. But a news story that's not correct, but fits your narrative and you just send it off. Not only do you look like an absolute idiot to anybody who's read the story, even people on your own side, but you're promoting something that's not even true. So, you know, if you want to argue your point and how you feel, at least be truthful about it.
Check.
Yeah, check the actual facts. You know, click on a couple stories and read them. You know, go look at a picture that got taken.
But
Go
Brandon,
watch the video.
Fox shared it. That doesn't
It.
mean it's true. There isn't a trusted media. There's just not, you know, MS, they're all they're all serving their own agendas. What's going to get the clicks? What's
Nobody you can't trust any of them on either side anymore. Even Fox forwarded a bunch of stuff that wasn't true,
I'm saying. And
because they are turning against ICE right now because they've had enough. It's like, what are you doing? What in the world? That's just not, so, but again, the social media piece that I think is powerful is you have all these actual police officers out there who are speaking up now, who are not normally social media moguls. And they're posting going, look, my partner just got almost run down during a regular traffic stop because somebody thought it'd be cute to, turn the car at him and accelerate. I wonder where they saw that. I wonder where they got the idea it's okay to do that to a cop. And the cop couldn't get his gun out of his holster and just jumped out of the way. Otherwise, that would be another driver
Dead.
shot for something stupid because these people are saying it's okay to do. You're putting the lives of all police, not just ICE, but any law enforcement in danger, and then also all the civilians who think this is okay now, in danger because this is what you're telling them. So it's irresponsible, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But at some point, we have to stand up and wake up the lions and do something about it
Exactly.
because right now we're just sitting there with our heads down, taking the beating.
And it's not that hard to follow the law, you guys, especially like if you're carrying a gun, there's some simple 101 things out there, like very simple things. I guarantee that if I have something on me and a cop is walking up to me, my hands are going straight up and I'm going to say right away, listen, Brandon, right pocket, whatever, get what you have to get. Here's my ID. I will lay down on the, I'll do whatever. Like, I don't understand how they're missing that basic human, it's that fear. Like, you want to comply. I don't want to get shot today. So
I'd rather not, yeah.
right away. And when you purchase guns legally, a lot of it comes up when you get pulled over. There, everything that you have. So what's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm putting my hands on the wheel. I'm saying what I have, where it's at. I'm not trying to open the car. I'm not even trying to ask why you pulled me over. I want to stay safe. Like, this is what's happening. Total full transparency. Do whatever you have to do. Where do you need me? What do you need from me? We can figure out the rest later. That's what the questioning is for. That's what the chance of getting a lawyer is for. That's what all of that is for. We could get there later. Right now, let's just keep each other safe. It's not that hard. And if I just am so confused by these people who are like so terrified of ICE and they continue to go out and get in front of ICE. I'm cheers to facing your fears, right? Like that's like I'm all
I
about it.
guess.
But this is a whole different level of face your fears,
Yeah. I mean, don't go picking up a flashbang grenade that's laying on the ground and try to throw it and then blame Trump when your finger gets blown off.
I almost said immediately.
I mean, come on.
Too soon. It's too soon, you guys. I mean, it's, if there was a civil war, I wouldn't even blink. I'd be so unafraid of what's coming because it is just mental illness and demon possession. Like they're going to implode on themselves every single time. They have a war within themselves that is so dark. It's not meant for us to understand, And I try to tell myself that when I'm like, I just want to understand. I want to understand like what their thought process is. When people share stuff and people are like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. F ICE. I see that all over the internet all day long. Like, let's be mad at ICE, but not like, let's not take responsibility for the fact that parents made an illegal decision and their kids are screwed. I'm not going to another country with my kids illegally and then going to be mad about the laws that that country upholds when I'm separated from my kids.
And then not follow them, and
Yeah.
then, carry a gun illegally and beg to get shot. Right. Yeah, I don't know. We're the only country in the world that permits this crap. The Civil War thing, we can do a whole episode on.
Oh.
That could be an entire episode. And to be honest with you, as much as there's a part of me that wouldn't mind if that happened, to be honest. But then there's also a part of me that understands the bigger picture. The minute that happens, the minute that starts, China and/or Russia are at our door. They're knocking on the door. I mean, if people are like, well, we should split up the states and just have two separate countries, then we're too small to do anything.
Well, it would
And we
make
have
sense.
no national defense. So,
It would make sense then that, China is probably helping their boy Waltz to start this. I mean, how do we not find that money trail?
See,
He's been
that's just
their
it.
pocket pawn forever. Like, how do we not find it? I mean, we know Ilyan Omar, whatever. We already found she has a $1 billion winery overnight. It's millions. I don't know why I said billions, but 1 year. She generated like $4 million and has no business. Like, how can we find dumb stuff like that, but we can't actually show that China's probably funding this because it benefits them?
Yeah, see, I think they know that.
We benefit other countries when we fight each other, you guys. It just shows that we're weak. Like, the whole world is laughing at us, you know?
They really are right now. They're laughing at what we're allowing.
Exactly.
There's no when you look at the first world developed countries, there aren't this isn't going on anywhere where the fight like this is against the government from their own people. The fight is from immigrants coming in and the government not allowing the people to do anything about it. So that's a whole different story. But there's such a huge move going on in the world that is being done by all the folks who are sitting over there having tea and crumpets over at Davos. I mean, that was literally the who's who of you need to go arrest every one of them. But all we can do is take care of our own country. And even then, we can't figure out that state law gets superseded by federal law. And we can't let any of this stuff go. So I really don't know who to blame right now, but it's just unbelievable that it's still going on. And I'm telling you, it just, if it gets down to, I don't know, maybe a little bit in May when the primaries are going on, and then I don't know, September, October, right before the election, a whole bunch of stuff gets done, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be openly upset because that means all these cops, all these innocent civilians, everybody else were just.
Pawns.
Unabashedly pawns in the entire play. I mean, come on. If you're trying to get political gain, I get it. But enough is enough. You didn't time your game right, so do something here. And it's time. I mean, you're going to end up with a police action, at some point. Martial law in Minnesota. It's going to be interesting.
Well, do
So.
you believe the call between Waltz and Trump? I mean, I'm kind of irritated with Trump right now anyway, because he did make a stupid statement about only criminals carry guns. Y'all, that's a lie. Okay. I will say that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
He's made some pretty stupid statements. I understand he's trying to work it out and like assert his authority and be like, see, Walt's caved. He came to me. Now we're going to fix this. But nothing's happening. And if that call really did happen, well, then how do you explain the press conference yesterday where he's out there still calling for, resistance against ICE and, crying his eyes out about how horrible it all is? Well, then what was the call? Call him out. Get this done. Go arrest everybody. I don't know. I'm beginning to see why Dan Bongino left and came back to podcasting. So, I mean, if I was sitting there watching all this and I went there believing in Kash Patel and all these people, no. And nobody got held accountable for anything ever. I don't think I could live with myself day after day.
I just don't even see like the end. I don't see the end of how they have weaponized politics. I don't see the end of how courts are bought and paid for. I don't see the end of how laws are manipulated. Like, they were very smart and very strategic with everything they did for them to protect themselves. And I just, it's crazy. I don't know how we really end that.
That, again, that's another whole podcast episode. You know what I mean? Because we're kind of at the end here. But I think the way you have to do it is someone's got to stand up and fight back. The court doesn't have a right to do what they're doing. And for better or for worse, and I'll save it for my wrap up. But you go ahead with anything else you want to cover today, because I know we're running out of
Do the wrap up.
time. My wrap up. I'll do this for today. Like him or hate him, Barack Obama's brilliant. He's a brilliant politician. Knew exactly what he could and couldn't do. He knew that even though the Constitution said what it said, that he could just disobey it in all these different ways, and nothing actually could happen. Because as great as the Constitution is, it's lacking in enforcement measures. All you can do if somebody does something that's not constitutional is take them to court. And you have to go through how many liberal judges before you get to the Supreme Court? And luckily, right now, the Supreme Court happens to be, conservative based. But if it wasn't, you would literally have nothing to do. The Constitution would be in tatters on the floor. Obama knew that. And everything he did in his administration, he just said, well, I know I can't do it, but you know what? I'm gonna. And what are you gonna do to me? He literally looked at the Constitution and the FBI and law enforcement in general and the court system and said, or what? We're not doing that. A judge in the middle of nowhere in a state that, way over on the West Coast, who has nothing to do with anything and has no cause and has no standing in the case, can make a ruling and publish it on the internet and say, I just ruled that the President of the United States can't do this. And somehow, for some reason, we go, okay, now we have to go to court and fight this. No, you stand up and go sit down. I'm not listening to you. Okay. Well, you better listen to me. And then you have to give them the Obama answer and say, or what? If I disobey your court order, what? What are you going to do to me? There's no enforcement measure. So let every judge out there in every liberal court say whatever they want to say. We need a president and an FBI director that's going to look them in the eye and go, or what? And follow the law. Because there's no way it goes up the chain or anything tries to happen, and the law isn't followed at this point. We have a conservative Supreme Court, too. So if we're following the law of the land, you're following the Constitution, you should be pretty safe in standing up and saying to some liberal judge in the middle of nowhere, or what? So until we can do that, you're right. There is not a way out. That's it.
See you guys later this week. Love you.